Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. We've got an update on a story we shared with you in May about a 75-year-old woman named Nora Ketter.
Nora? Hi.
Ketter is an immigrant from Liberia. She came here in 1989 and worked as a home health aide. Then she developed dementia. She was admitted to UMass Memorial's Clinton Hospital 3.5 years ago and has been stuck there ever since.
So did you have a good breakfast, Nora? Did you have a good breakfast? Yeah.
Nora Ketter doesn't need a hospital. She needs a skilled nursing facility. But her MassHealth insurance hasn't covered it because of her particular immigration status. She's been waiting for a green card she applied for years ago. If she had it, she'd be in a nursing home now with coverage for long-term care. She's well looked after in the hospital, but not getting specialized care for her dementia. Ketter's fortunes, though, are about to change. She'll finally be able to move to a nursing home. That's because as of November 1st, MassHealth, the state's Medicaid program, will cover long-term care for thousands of immigrants who didn't previously qualify. Ketter's sister, Georgia Dennis, has prayed for this news for a long time.
I want to say thanks to everybody, every one of you all who have done what you have done. It means everything to me that she's going to be in a place where she can get therapy, where she can do exercise or things that she should have been doing. Because it's not only for my sister that I'm thinking about. It's for all the other people in that same situation as she is in.
Dennis got the good news yesterday from the attorney she hired to represent her sister. Andrew Cohen of Health Law Advocates has pushed for this change for years.
I am elated.
Cohen says MassHealth officials announced the new policy in a meeting with advocates last Friday.
I literally became emotionally overwhelmed. I started to cry for joy because it is such an important policy change when it comes to the lives of people like Ms. Ketter. This really is going to mean so much in terms of allowing her to be able to get the care that she needs in the right setting.
Attorney Cohen and Georgia Dennis praise the nurses and doctors at UMass Memorial for caring for Nora Ketter. UMass Memorial and other hospitals have collectively foot much of the bill for Ketter's 3.5-year stay. The state's Executive Office of Health and Human Services, which oversees MassHealth, didn't answer questions about how much the policy change will cost or how the state will pay for it. Attorney Cohen says the new policy makes disabled immigrants, including DACA recipients and people who are awaiting a green card or just got one, equal to citizens in their ability to access long-term care. As for why this policy change now?
I think there was a greater appreciation of disparities due to the COVID-19 pandemic, also because of the broader racial justice awakening. And I think, you know, MassHealth leadership has realized that treating immigrants differently in terms of their access to long-term services and supports was a huge problem in terms of racial disparities.
The Massachusetts Health and Hospital Association says it's grateful for the state's action. As for Nora Ketter, she's finally going to be able to move to a skilled nursing facility where she should have been all along. For more, including our full story on Nora Ketter, go to WBUR.org.